This is Vatican Radio. Pope Francis continued his catechesis on Christian hope during his weekly general audience on Wednesday, saying that we Christians are challenged to hope more firmly in the Lord's promise of eternal life. Lydia Kane reports.
Pope Francis on Wednesday invited Christians to wear the hope of salvation like a helmet, in the knowledge that, because Christ is risen, the object of our hope is certain. The Holy Father was quoting from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians during his weekly general audience in the Paul VI Hall, where he continued his catechesis on Christian hope. The Pope, recalling the freshness and beauty of this first Christian proclamation, described the community of Thessalonica at the time as one rooted in faith, despite its difficulties and many trials.
Eppure, nonostante le difficoltà e le tante prove, è radicata nella fede.
Pope Francis noted how this letter of St. Paul is more timely than ever because, before the mystery of death and the loss of our loved ones, we Christians are challenged to hope more firmly in the Lord's promise of eternal life. Christian hope, the Pope continued, is the expectation of something that has already been accomplished and that will certainly be realised for each of us. Giving an example, he spoke of the woman who, when realising she is pregnant, waits every day for the arrival of her baby.
Ogni giorno impara a vivere nell'attesa di vedere lo sguardo di quel bambino.
In that same hope, and in the communion of the Church, he added, we pray too that those who have gone before us will live forever in Christ. Concluding his catechesis, Pope Francis said, St. Paul writes, Jesus died for us so that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Those words, he underlined, are always a source of great consolation and peace. Greeting pilgrims at the end of the audience, the Pope thanked the delegation from the World Catholic Movement for Climate for the commitment to caring for our common home at a time of what he called a serious socio-environmental crisis. He also encouraged them to continue to build networks so that the local churches respond with determination to the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor. I'm Lydia O'Kane.